Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I caught you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it. So far from limited. Platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride. That whole fence split. Acting like you on my team. When you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak. Hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got. And so deserving it. The best is in my future. Now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling. Rhyme swooshing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault. Now she hooking. Her snatch is wet. While she tookin', stuck on stoop. Like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best. Y'all still rookin'. Call my agent.
Matt Frankel, aka Big Stacks. I relaxed your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you, too, says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSSP, does that put you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2. It's Primo and the MSSP crew. And all the chicks say, they want it through, hit me, and skip the two. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh yeah, hey, it's super beat up on this track. You be up in the club, shaking that ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to the wolf, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you less experience, you never go past the agitation. Oh, baby, wait in the back, I'll make it come so hard. You like, ooh, yeah, dance, yeah, boo. You real fast, dance, yeah, boo. You real fast.
Hey, hey, you're tuned into Big Stats Idle Hour, the station that's got him looking, that plays hits by emerging artists and up-and-comers, as well as classics that you've all grown up and loved. We got a great show for you today. We got Theo Lane's on the line with us, so I'm going to bring him in a moment. Theo, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Great, man. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. So tell me, how has where you've lived impacted the music that you make?
It's impacted for is the artists that I hang around, and we see what's going on in the community and things like that, and then relationships and the ups and the downs and everything that goes into making rhythm and blues music, as well as inspirational type music. We just want the music to stay positive.
That's great. Who would you say were those positive influences for you when you were growing up that would be like your inspirations?
I would say it would be Stevie Wonder. For his musically, it would be Stevie Wonder, Babyface. Also would be probably Brian McKnight, Mint Condition. And you always got to add in Michael Jackson and Prince. But a host of many more, of course. Those are the main ones. So.
Definitely, and we're going to be getting you to do a live performance here.
Sure.
Pretty
no problem.
pretty soon. So,
no problem.
Do you have plan? What kind of performance do you have planned for us? Is it going to be
I'm just going to do something a cappella.
Acoustic, a cappella, is it going to be a cover or something that you've recorded, or what do you have in store for us?
It's going to be a song that I'm going to come out with. I've already wrote it and everything, and I'm going to preview it here. And it's going to be the name of the song is called Man. And I'll go ahead and sing it a cappella on your show. And it's just about a man who goes through life trials and, you know, comes out a winner. So that's the name of the song is Man. And I'll be performing it a cappella.
All right. Well, I'd love to hear it. Let's get right into it.
Okay. No problem. I'll go ahead and sing that. This is a Man. It will be on Theo Lane Reverb Nation real soon, probably within the next 10 days. And you can go check it out there. But this is a song I got called Man.
Man, you was always by my side. Man, we won't let you die. Man, you stood for a family. Man, you knew what it meant to be. Man, when I wake up in the morning, man, superhero to my woman. Man, great father to my children. Man, reaching heights with no ceiling. Man, oh, I wish I could go back, man, but I can't even look back, man. Should've did, I should've done that, man. I say God's got my back, y'all, man. You was always by my side, man. We won't let you die, man. You stood for our family, man. You knew what it meant to be, man. You was always by my side, man. We won't let you die, man. You stood for our family, man. You knew what it meant to be, man. Straight out of life's jungle, man. They try to keep it down, man. You know I'm getting so stronger, man. It's love keeping me around, man. But watch me as I grow, man. And I know what you don't know, man. I'm going to tell you one thing, man. God's got it in control, man. You was always by my side. Man, we won't let you die, man. Stood for a family, man. You knew what it meant to be, man. You was always by my side, man. We won't let you die, man. You stood for our family, man. You knew what it meant to be, man.
Thank you.
Well, man, that was awesome. I just talked to you. I'm sorry.
Appreciate it.
Man, that was awesome.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, so I always ask this question of my guests because I always get unique and different answers. For my next question, I want to know, who would your fan base be surprised to know that you listen to?
Maybe they would be surprised to know that I listen to Celine Dion. Maybe they'd be surprised to know I listen to her a little bit. She's a great, great singer. Her vocals are just ridiculous. And maybe they'll be surprised, too, that I listen to a lot of classical music. Maybe they would be surprised about that, just classical music, different types of classical music. Go to the opera once in a while, and I'm just pretty versed on everything. I even listen to country. If a song is good, it doesn't matter what genre it's in, as long as it's they're singing it from their soul, and I'm with it. So they'll probably be surprised around Celine Dion. I like Garth Brooks also, and like classical music. So that would maybe be a surprise. Other than that, I'm wide open.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about the song You're a Good Man?
Okay. You're a Good Man, but it's a song. I'm actually an author also, and I'm coming out with a book called You're a Good Man, but the song is based off of the book. And I got a young lady from Tampa named Miss T to feature on the song. She's singing the female response to me doing the male response. And we both wrote it. And it came out, you know, fairly well. It's definitely about a man going through ups and downs, and he's trying to be with somebody who really does not want to be with him right now. But in the book, we'll see if that actually happens. But that's what it's about. It's called You're a Good Man, but, you know, you got all the qualities. But, you know, I'm not really trying to be in a relationship right now because of A, B, C, D, X, Y, Z. So that's what the song is about. And we also did a video on it. You can look that up, YouTube video, Theo Lane, You're a Good Man, but. So we're just trying to push that. I'm coming out with the book within 60 days, and we're definitely pushing that nationwide.
All right, so here it is. And after, I'm going to ask you a little bit more about that book. But here it is.
Sure.
Here's the song, You're a Good Man.
Yeah.
was You're a Good Man by Theo Lane, and we got Theo still with us. And how did that beat come to be? How did it all come to be? I know you're telling me
I constructed the beat, and I had my production team to make it. I just said what I wanted the chord progressions to be like and how I wanted the rhythm to flow. And my production team, Grown Man Music, they constructed the beat and made it exactly how I wanted it to go. That's how we do. And once they made the beat, I already had the song. I just had the title of the song, but I hadn't written to it. And then once he gave me the actual beat and the actual chords and the whole musical instrumental, I went and wrote it in about probably like 30 minutes. And after I wrote it in 30 minutes, I called the other artist, Miss T. She came over and she kind of spruced up her verse a little bit, took some things out, put some things in. And you know, I wrote the bridge and the vamp, and it was a wrap after that.
All right, now tell us about this book that you're working on.
Yeah, definitely. I'm working on a book called You're a Good Man, but it's definitely for people who are going through relationships sometimes and can't figure it out. Maybe this will help you. Not even if you're going through a relationship, you still can. It's a very entertaining book. It's about a guy named Tony Miles who can't figure out how to keep these women around, because he's always good at everything, but he's just not good enough. So Tony Miles in turns finds a girl named Cindy, an old sweetheart. They kind of link back up. Then that question arises again. He's just not good enough. So from there, will Cindy accept him and they, you know, be a match made in heaven or not? Well, that's why you got to just pick up the book when it comes out on ebook and check it out. But it will be called You're a Good Man, But, and by story by Theo Lane. So hopefully we get some buzz going on with that. And we're trying to make a short film out of it in the future. We're getting with Chris Leto, a director out of Tampa, Florida, probably to construct that. And we're just trying to brand the name Theo Lane. So we're doing everything.
I definitely can understand and relate to that.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're definitely going to have to get you back once the book's out so we can talk more and see where you're at with these other projects as well.
Be happy to.
All right. I want to thank you for joining us. We're going to play your song once more, but I just want to let our listeners know that they can check out
past and present
episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour at BigStatsIdleHour.com or by going to our parent website, MSFPInc.com. That's MSFPINC.com. When you're there, you can check out music by my music group, the MSFP crew, as well as music that I produce, see all the various projects that I'm involved with. And
awesome.
Find out about my IMDb page even. And when you're there at MSFPInc.com, that's MSFPINC.com, make sure to scroll to the bottom. We have a donate button. We're working on starting a foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation, that benefits special needs children through music education.
Awesome.
One more time. Here it is. It's
all right.
Theo Lane with You're a Good Man.
Appreciate it.
I was Theo Lane with You're a Good Man, and we actually have time for a bonus question and maybe a secondary performance. So this is what we're going to do. I want to know what song by an artist that's playing on the radio have you been listening to a lot that's stuck in your head, and will you give us another a cappella performance of that song?
That's been stuck in my head. You know what? It's not a lot on the radio right now that have been stuck in my head. I tell you that what has been stuck in my head is one of the most famous records of all time, and that was made in 1967. In December of 1967, it was done by Sam Cooke, and it was called A Change Is Gonna Come. That has been stuck in my head for the last, week or so. And I could give you a little small rendition of one of the most prolific songs of all time. I could give you that. And I think the audience will appreciate that a little bit more than the radio that we're hearing in these times. The radio is okay. They're doing as well as can be expected, but that's what we're here for. We're going to take it to a different level. So I'll
Sounds
go ahead
great.
And do a little bit. Yeah, I'll do it a little bit of a Sam Cooke. Here we go.
I was born by the river in a little tent, oh, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know no change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living. I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know the change's gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. When I go to the movie and I go around town, people keep telling me, don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change will come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I say to my brother, won't you help me, please? Would he wind up knocking me way down to my knees? No, it's been times that I thought could last any longer. But now I know I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know things will come. Oh, yes, it will.
Sam Cooke.
All right. I think that was a great way to close out the show. I want to thank you for coming, and we'll catch
you
guys next time here on Big Sad Side of the Art.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.